Mr. Vice President, Sierra Leone warmly welcomes the delegation of the Solomon Islands and thanks them for their national report. My delegation commends the government on the significant strides it has made in the promotion and protection of human rights since their last review cycle in 2011, including the Family Protection Act of 2014. It is noteworthy that the Solomon Islands established a UPR National Working Committee and has implemented a series of policies criminalizing the trafficking in persons. As a small island developing state, it is understandable that many challenges faced by the Solomon Islands have impeded its capacity to fully implement the needed changes to its laws and customs, which would bring it in line with international norms. And my delegation would, in this regard, encourage the Solomon Islands to continue to work with regional and international partners to seek a viable solution. Sierra Leone would like to encourage the Solomon Islands to develop strategies and policies which are aimed at cohesively promoting equality between the genders and which ensure the non-discrimination against women. In a similar vein, my delegation would encourage the government to expedite the enactment of the Child and Welfare Bill. Sierra Leone has the following recommendations. 1. Ratify the core human rights instruments, including the ICPPED, CAT, and the ICRMW. 2. Reform the penal code with a provision encompassing the definition and criminalization of all forms of sexual violence, including rape. 3. Seek the required technical assistance in order to meet its various human rights obligations. 4. Submit its overdue reports to the relevant treaty bodies. To conclude, Sierra Leone wishes the Solomon Islands every success in completing this review cycle. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.